This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating history and physical examination on Karen Arsenault, A-R-S-N-E-A-U-L-T, Karen, K-A-R-E-N, date of birth. April 3, 1955, date of service. April 16, 2025. Miss Arsenal is a very pleasant 69-year-old female with history of type 2 diabetes mellitus, rheumatoid arthritis, history of obesity, chronic back pain with multiple surgeries, history of falls, who presented to the emergency room after she had a fall about several weeks ago. She had been complaining of pain in her right hip and shoulder area. She was seen in the emergency room. CT imaging of the head and the spine were negative for any acute traumatic injury. CT abdomen and pelvis showed a small hematoma in the right gluteus medius muscle and a fluid collection in the right thigh. No other acute pathology was seen. Patient was given tramadol, was admitted for further pain management. Patient was being given morphine for her pain. Hospital was subsequently doing better. Was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she does complain of pain in her right hip. She denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes mellitus, chronic back pain, history of attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, history of asthma, chronic back pain, history of recurrent falls, hyperlipidemia, obesity, restless leg, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for back surgery, history of bilateral knee surgery, ovarian surgery, shoulder arthroscopy, breast surgery, and tonsillectomy. Social history. She has been smoking cigarettes for 25-pack-year smoking history. Alcohol. She does drink 3 alcoholic drinks per week. No other drugs. Allergies to adhesive tape, silicones, Tylenol with codeine, lisinopril, and morphine. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, or complaints of chest pain, denies any history of MI, denies any history of coronary artery disease, denies any complaints of palpitations. Denies any exertional dyspnea. respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, does have history of asthma, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, there is any history of TIA or CVA, there is any focal weakness in the arms or legs, musculoskeletal, she does complaints of right hip pain, history of back pain, history of arthritis, all other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reactive to light, extracorporeal movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid brain, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible, regular rate and width. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no easing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender, pulse sounds were positive, extremities. Hip pain, as well as lower back pain. Range of motion is limited in the hip. No point tenderness. Impression, number one, history of fall. Next, right hip hematoma. Next, right hip pain. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, history of asthma / COPD. Next, degenerative joint disease. Next, history of depressive disorder. Next, ADHD. Next, history of rheumatoid arthritis. Next, history of asthma. Next, next, hyperlipidemia. Next, obesity. Next, anxiety. Next, restless leg. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. We'll continue her on morphine. We'll consult physical and occupational therapy. Encourage her to drink enough fluids. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period.